Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into one of those little dark DNB tricks that can completely change the energy of your drums, the 808 tail push. This is a very 90s inspired move. You let the 808 kick hit with real authority, but instead of letting the tail just fade out politely, you shape it so it feels like it's pushing forward into the next beat. That gives you pressure, momentum, and that slightly unstable underground vibe that sits perfectly in jungle and old school drum and bass. And the key thing here is that this is not just a sound design exercise. This is a groove move. We're working at the crossroads of drums, bass, and arrangement. When it's done right, the kick doesn't just land, it drives the tune. So let's build it in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, and I'll also give you a few extra teacher style tips along the way so you can make it actually work in a real track, not just in isolation. First, choose the right 808 source. This matters a lot. Don't just grab any random trap style 808 and hope it fits old school DNB. You want a kick with a clear transient, a solid low end fundamental, and a tail that lasts long enough to shape, but not so long that it turns into a muddy sub drone. Load the sample into a drum rack pad, or drop it directly onto an audio track if you want to resample and warp later. Listen for a kick that punches at the start, then blooms in the low end without too much clicky high frequency junk. In this style, the upper mids are already crowded by breaks, hats, and snare energy, so you usually want the kick to live lower and darker. Trim the start tightly. If there's any pre-ring or extra silence before the hit, clean that up. You want the transient locked in. If the sample is a little dusty, that's fine. In fact, for jungle and old school darkness, a bit of grit can be a good thing. Just keep it controlled. As a rough starting point, tune the kick so its fundamental sits somewhere around 45 to 60 Hz if you want deep sub weight, or maybe 60 to 75 Hz if you want the kick to read a little more clearly inside dense breakbeats. Keep it mono if possible. Big stereo low end is usually not your friend here. Now let's build the drum chain. Inside your drum rack pad, add saturator, drum bus, and EQ8. That's the core. You can also add auto filter or frequency shifter later if you want more character. Start with saturator. Keep it subtle at first. Around 2 to 6 dB of drive is often enough, with soft clip on. This gives the kick some density and helps the tail feel thicker without making it ugly in a bad way. Then move to drum bus. This is where the tail push really starts to live. Try a modest amount of drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and keep boom fairly restrained at first. Set the boom frequency around 50 to 65 Hz and play with the decay so the tail stays rhythmic. You're usually looking for something short and punchy, not a long-held note. The tail should feel like it leans forward, not like it sprawls out. A good way to think about it is this: the kick should hit, then the low end should feel like it presses into the groove for a moment. That's the push. That little pressure wave is what makes it feel like dark DNB instead of just a big 808 in a vacuum. Use EQ8 to clean up the extremes. High pass the useless sub rumble below about 20 to 30 Hz, and if the kick feels boxy, try a small dip somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. Don't carve too much. You're not trying to turn it into a surgical modern kick. You're trying to keep it powerful and readable. Now for the part that really sells the effect, the tail movement. You want the 808 to feel like it's pushing forward, and one of the easiest ways to do that is with a subtle pitch drop. There are a few stock Ableton ways to do this. You can use simpler in one-shot mode, modulate pitch with its envelope, use clip envelopes on an audio clip, or resample the kick and automate pitch by hand. If you're using simpler, set it to one-shot. Keep glide off. Give it a short attack and a medium decay on the volume envelope. Then use the pitch envelope very lightly. You don't need a cartoonish dive. Something subtle, maybe a quick rise or snap at the start and then a fast return to root pitch, can create that feeling of pressure and movement without turning the kick into a synth effect. In this style, less is often more. For dark old school energy, the best kick tails don't scream. They loom. They bloom a little, then press forward. If you want it more aggressive, increase the pitch movement slightly, but be careful not to make it wobble in a way that sounds too modern or too obviously designed. Now let's place it in the grid. Put the kick in a two-bar loop with a breakbeat underneath. This is where the sound actually becomes jungle or DNB. Don't judge it solo. Judge it in context. Try putting the kick on beat one, then listen to what happens as the break answers it. A really classic move is kick on the downbeat, a ghost break hit on the end of one, snare on two, then bass answering after the snare. If the tail is too long, it will blur the groove. If it's too short, it loses that menace. You want it to feel like a pressure event, not a sustained note. Zoom in and make sure the transient is actually landing where you want it. Sometimes a few milliseconds makes a huge difference, especially if the brake is swung or chopped. Small timing nudges can make the kick and brake feel glued together or completely disconnected. That detail matters. Now let's deal with the low-end conflict, because this is where a lot of people lose the magic. In DNB, your 808 tail has to coexist with the sub-bass, the brake's own low end, and maybe a Reese or other bass layer. So go in with intention. On the 808 chain, trim the useless sub-rumble. On the bass bus, carve a small dip around the kick's fundamental if needed. On the brake layer, high pass slightly, usually somewhere around 30 to 50 Hz depending on the sample. The goal is not to make everything thin. The goal is to make each element own its lane. If the kick tail and bass note are colliding, use sidechain compression on the bass. Compressor or glue compressor both work well. Keep it subtle. A ratio of 2:1 to 4:1, a fast enough attack to make room, and a release that breathes with the groove, usually somewhere around 60 to 150 milliseconds. You don't need huge pumping unless that's part of the vibe. You just need the bass to politely step aside when the kick tail speaks. And that's the idea here. The kick gets the low-end spotlight for a split second, then the bass answers. That call and response is a huge part of the old-school feel. If you want more character, resample the kick in context. This is a big pro move. Route the kick or drum bus to a new audio track and record a few bars while the brake and bass are playing. Once you've captured it, you can process the recorded audio instead of the raw kick. That usually gets you closer to the glued, imperfect warehouse feel that old jungle records have. Once resampled, you can hit it with a little more saturator for grit. Use Redux very lightly if you want some crunchy texture, or add a tiny amount of frequency shifter for eerie metallic tension. You can also automate an auto filter so the kick darkens or opens up across an 8-bar phrase. This is where the kick stops sounding like a sample and starts sounding like part of the record. Now make sure the tail push works in a full drum group context. Put the kick inside a drum group with the breakbeat, snare layer, hats, maybe some coast percussion, maybe a rim or tom if you want extra movement. Then process the group lightly with glue compressor, maybe just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, and a little EQ if needed. This matters, because in old-school DNB, the kick and brake are often almost like a single hybrid drum instrument. If you only listen to the kick alone, you'll make decisions that don't translate. The tail push should feel intentional inside the full rhythm. Now let's add arrangement movement. This sound gets much better when you automate it across the track. In Ableton, try automating saturator drive for more aggression in the drop, drum bus decay for a longer tail in transition moments, or auto filter cutoff to make the kick darker in the intro and more open in the drop. A really effective move is to keep the tails shorter in the intro, then let them get a little longer and dirtier when the main section lands. You can even shorten the kick tail just before a fill, then restore the full version on the drop. That contrast creates tension without adding more layers. And here's a really useful coaching note. Treat the tail like a rhythmic event, not just a sub note. In jungle and DNB, the best tails behave almost like a ghost percussion layer. They're part of the groove language. A few common mistakes to watch out for. 1. Making the tail too long. That's probably the easiest way to ruin the pocket. If the groove starts getting foggy, shorten the decay or trim the sample. 2. Letting the kick and sub fight each other. Decide which one owns the deepest moment, then carve space and sidechain gently. 3. Over-distorting the low end. A little saturation is great. Too much can destroy the definition, especially in mono. 4. Ignoring the breakbeat. Always make the kick while the break is playing. The relationship is everything. 5. Using too much click and not enough pressure. Dark DNB needs impact, not a plastic top-end snap. Now, a few pro tips if you want to take it further. Try layering a tiny brake transient under the kick to make it feel more recorded and less synthetic. You can also place a very low velocity ghost kick 1/16 before the main hit to create anticipation. Another good trick is to build 3 versions of the sound: tight, medium, and long. Different sections of the tune will want different behavior. You can also try a reverse tail pre-hit. Render the kick, reverse a copy, and tuck it very low before the main hit. That creates a suction effect that works really well before snare lead turns or drop entries. And if you want extra heaviness, split the kick into 2 layers, one for the transient, one for the sub-tail. Process them separately so the attack stays crisp, while the tail gets dark and dirty. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build 2 versions of the same 808 tail push. Version 1 should be short, lightly saturated, and minimally pitch-shaped. Version 2 should have a slightly longer tail, a bit more pitch drop, and a stronger drum bus character. Put each one into a two-bar loop with a breakbeat and a simple sub-line at around 170 to 174 BPM. Then listen in mono and ask yourself which one feels more 90s dark, which one drives the groove better, and which one leaves more room for the snare. If you really want to hear the arrangement effect, move the kick 1/16th earlier on the last bar and notice how the tail changes the tension into the next phrase. That's the kind of detail that makes the difference between a decent loop and a proper roller.